Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday. And today we're going to look at the moves of T.J. Yeldon, the drops by the wide receivers, and the quarterback. He's got to be smarter. Let's jump in. Here's a second and 10, just an inside zone to T.J. Yeldon. And this is what we call an ankle-breaking move. Take a look at the safety, where he has to adjust. It's almost an ankle-breaking move. Just smooth. I love the vision that T.J. has. And he's got the ability to make cuts nearly at full speed laterally, making him extremely elusive, and I like how he's finishing with power. And what I love about this play by TJ, it's a 2-minute drill. He catches it underneath, and look at this move. Again, an ankle-breaking move, making Norman, the cornerback, who had such an outstanding game for the Carolina Panthers, miss. But the awareness of TJ in the 2-minute drill to get out of bounds here was absolutely critical. Also, one more thing to show you on this play. Luke Jokel, I give him credit. He got hurt in the ball game. He came back in with the ankle taped up. This is actually where he hurt the ankle. Watch the left ankle. See it roll right there? That's where he got hurt. Now let's move on to the drops. This is a 3rd and 12, and Rashad Green has a great opportunity to put the Jaguars at point blank range. Boom, right inside the 5-yard line, right? Doesn't make the catch. And watch what he's also doing. He's jumping. Is there a need to jump? I don't think so. Stay on your feet, adjust to the ball, use your hands, make the catch. And this is the Allen Hurns drop. It's a 3rd and 6. And Allen has an opportunity to put the Jaguars, and certainly in field goal range, with the ability to maybe keep the drive alive. And Charles Tillman is not a factor here. Charles Tillman doesn't arrive until after the ball is there. But also look, you see what's happening here? You see Allen Hurns? He's jumping. Is the ball high? No. Stay on your feet. Now after those two plays, you also had the Allen Robinson drop. One thing in common with all three of them, the wide receivers are all leaving their feet. And for what? You know, Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison, some wide receivers that Jaguar fans know very well, they didn't leave their feet unless they had to. If you keep your feet on the ground, you can do great things after you make the catch. Now let's jump back in and look at the quarterback. We saw plays like this out of Blake Bortles in the preseason. Remember Pittsburgh where he's stretching the ball to get to the pylon? Okay, preseason, you don't want to do that. Well, this is 1st and 10, the first game of the season. I think that Blake has to make sure that plays like this don't happen. You're exposing yourself to a hit from a 320-pound angry man. All it takes is for the shoulder to be in the wrong position right here, and all of a sudden you're looking at a separated left shoulder, a bruised throwing shoulder, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's unnecessary, and you need to take it out of your game, Blake, please, because we need you for the entire season.